Good evening and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Centre with me, Sanket Pal. Now, we know for a fact that over the past few months, a man called Amritpal Singh, he's a separatist. He says he is fighting for the cause of Khalistan and he's doing this with arms. He has wreaked havoc in the state of Punjab. After some dilly-dallying, now finally agencies want to arrest him. And a hunt has begun. Many of his supporters are arrested. There are other supporters who are protesting, not just in the country, but even abroad. And you saw what happened in London. But we have to understand what exactly went in the minds of these agencies to eventually realize that here is a man who is dangerous. Whoever was behind him, those people need to be caught and this man himself needs to be arrested. Otherwise, Punjab runs the risk of seeing history repeat itself. But the big question is, while all of this has been happening for many, many months now, what prompted the agencies to launch this operation now is the threat of a sentiment that Amritpal Singh was spreading of Khalistan real. My colleague Neeta Sharma now with all the latest details. Neeta.
Yes, Sanket, you know, this is not the first time that this issue is now being looked into. Earlier in January also, when there was a DGP conference, DGs from all over the country had gathered. That time also a red flag was raised as to what is happening in Punjab in connection with this Amritpal Singh. So that time also it was discussed all these issues where these de-addiction centers are being run all over Punjab by Amritpal Singh, WPD. You know, in those centers, in fact, he is raising his armed militia. In fact, he's also storing his armed weapons, automated weapons in those areas. So all these issues were discussed, but obviously it took time. It took 2 months almost. Now this Operation Swift, which has been launched both by Punjab State also and also Central Intelligence Agency, as of now, it has come to a standstill. Although 114 people have been arrested, who are his sympathizers or his associates, but Amritpal Singh himself is on the run. And interestingly, you know, when he came back from Dubai and he started this WPD and all this, you know, as far as intelligence agencies are saying that since the time he has come back from Dubai, since then, even the drone sightings have increased across this international borders, whether it's Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir or Rajasthan. In fact, if I can give you some details, Sanket, in first month of 2023 only, about 33 drone sightings were done. And out of this, 21 drones were sighted above Punjab. So as far as intelligence agencies are concerned, these drones are bringing weapons and also drugs. And there is a link between Amritpal Singh and also drugs. That is what our intelligence agencies are saying, that ISI is funding, not only they are sending not only weapons but also drugs to destabilize Punjab once again. In fact, investigations so far have revealed that Amritpal Singh has in fact threatened both the Union Home Minister and also the Punjab Chief Minister that if they try to control, you know, he's a self-radicalized religious guru. And he himself travels in a Mercedes. So questions are being raised that if he is a guru, a dharm guru, why does he roam around in a Mercedes which has been given to him by a drug lord? So these are the questions which are being raised by intelligence agencies. But so far, he is on the run and 114 people have been arrested.
All right, okay? Neeta, many thanks for that comprehensive detail on what led to this eventual action by the agencies. However, the hunt for Amritpal Singh is still on. He's still not in police custody. The police are still on the lookout for him. All right, joining us right now, Mr. Shashikant is the former DGP of Punjab. Ikram Sandhu, spokesperson of the Congress in Punjab. Rajinder Kumar is a former special director of the IB. Lord Rami Ranger, member, House of Lords of the Conservative Party. And Vipin Pabbi is a senior journalist. Thank you very much to all of you all, gentlemen, for joining us. By the way, I would like to mention here, we invited representatives of other political parties also, but they refused to participate in this debate. Now, draw your own conclusions why that is happening. Anyway, Mr. Shashikant, I want to begin with you first, and I want to ask you, according to you, do you think that this was the right moment to go for the action, or was the right moment yesterday? As in, could this action not have been taken when we were seeing it happening on the ground, nipping it in the bud?
Well, it was too late too little. This guy had been talking, moving around and talking about Khalistan and brandishing his weapons for the last several months. I wonder why no agency or police, whether central or the state, took any action on this thing. Even at one point in time, he had threatened the Union Home Minister also. My question is whether agencies sleeping or they were in one way or other, it was a political decision or they were in cahoots with some person, I don't know. But yes, now that it has happened and Amrit Pal still is absconding, I'm sure that when he's arrested, these are the questions which he will reply or our investigative journalists will tell, how come he landed up out of nowhere, just out of nowhere, here? Who indoctrinated him? Who's financing him? Who's sending drones? Who's sending weapons? Who's sending drug money? I know that drug money and this kind of movements, if you call them movements, they have a very close and direct connection because drug money sort of, they work on the basis of drug money. So these are the questions, I'm sure, which will come out in open during your discussion or maybe later or maybe some investigative journalist talks about it. Thank you.
Yeah, and just let's pick up from where you have left, Mr. Rajinder Kumar. You see, usually if there is an ISI involvement, if we know that there is heightened activity along the border, given the fact that we are talking about Punjab, which is no stranger to, you know, these notorious designs and nefarious designs by Pakistan, to that extent, do you feel that some questions must be raised about the intelligence around this man? He's been operating for over a year now.
See, while it is a fact that he has been operating for a year, and I am sure that the agencies would be doing, both Punjab intelligence as well as the central intelligence agency must be covering him properly. At the same time, certain decisions are to be taken by the state government. It is for the for the state police, and normally in such cases, there is a fear of some repercussions. The state police also consults the political leadership. And if the political leadership doesn't give a go-ahead, they don't do it. And in Punjab, let me tell you, from my experience, that in Punjab, particularly the present composition of the political leadership, they are not very articulate persons, and some of them come from the same sociological background. I'm not saying social, but sociological background from which most of the Khalistani
No, but Mr. Kumar, I'm just trying to understand. Are you trying to suggest that the present dispensation in Punjab is what basically are you alleging right now? That the present dispensation
is not
keen to take action, is not competent enough to take action, or is hand in gloves because of which they are not taking action?
No, I would say all the three things.
Okay.
Partly incompetent, partly not keen to take action till the time it became inevitable. And thirdly, as you said, hand in glove with them. Okay. There is a clear indication that many of the people, they enjoyed the sport of the present political dispensation.
Okay.
So there is no this two things about it, that the present political dispensation.
No, this can be valid, you know, Mr. Kumar, if as a former special director of the IB, if we were to know of information that information was passed on to the state and then they did not act. Vipin Pabbi, I want to come to you now. Do you feel
information is always passed, and I'm sure that I have no access to what information has been passed. But I am 100% sure that our headquarters, intelligence...
That's a very sorry picture then. If in a state like Punjab, which has seen militancy, Mr. Vipin Pabbi, if we are still battling with issues so many years later, 40-odd years later, about coordination between agencies, then I would say that there's a very sorry picture.
Sanket, in fact, I will take a further from what the DGP Shashikant was saying.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's too late in action, and he has been active on the ground for the last 5-6 months. Why did they not take action at that time? One of the reasons which I can forward is the extreme polarization of politics that has happened in the recent past. So, Aam Aadmi Party government here had been, you know, scrabbling with the center through the governor and all that. So this thing has, you know, on very, very small matters. And they were not concentrating or they were not focusing on this while he was gathering support almost on daily basis. He was going, moving around. And the way the Punjab police has messed up the operation, the entire operation since he came. It was the first is that they didn't act in time. Secondly, they arrested one of his followers, which led to that Ajnala incident. And the very next day, a senior police officer comes to say, we are sorry. Yeah, he is not found guilty. He wasn't on the spot. Then why did you arrest him in the first place? Mm. Yeah. So that is one thing. And secondly, this was a very, very sensitive operation. You know, catching him or arresting him was a very sensitive. And they should have been better planning for it. How could you allow him to escape from the dragnet that has been put in by the state police? I mean, this was a very, very sensitive issue. You are making a hero of somebody in the eyes of his supporters, whatever bunch pool of supporters he has. But you have made him a hero that, you know, he has escaped and he is not being found anywhere. So I think enough attention was not paid. Center and the state government are not pulling together actively to deal with this situation. I have seen Bhindranwale's rise during those days in late 80s. Early 80s and late 79. This is the same kind of a thing is happening. And you see that particularly, I would like to, Sangeet, mention one important point which has not come up yet. His entry into Punjab was just after the Lok Sabha election where Simranjit Singh Mann won the election. We all know he won the election because of a political vacuum. People were hating Congress, they were hating Shromani Akali Dal, so they brought in Aam Aadmi Party. But within 3 or 4 months, there was so much of anger against Aam Aadmi Party that they propped up Simranjit Singh Mann, who is known to be having radical views. And so Aam Aadmi Party's candidate lost even his security deposit. So that was perhaps the signal why Samrat Pal Singh came in just after that, because he could sense that there is a lot of frustration building up among the youth, among the general public. This, I would like to also emphasize, doesn't mean that he has a huge support in the state. No. Mm. But a few people, a few extremist elements can also create serious problems.
So, Mr. Babi, do you feel that at least now, obviously action is late, could have been taken earlier, but even the fact that it is now being taken would be a stitch in time saves nine sort of a moment? That we can still contain the damage
before
the cancer spreads?
They can contain the damage, but for that they need to work very in a good coordination between the center and the state and intelligence agency.
Okay.
We all know this is the linkages with Pakistan. And in fact, whatever has happened abroad, it appears that he has more supporters abroad than perhaps...
I'm glad you mentioned that. I want to bring in Lord Rami Ranger, a member of the House of Lords of the Conservative Party. Lord Ranger, you see, the thing is that we have often seen that countries like the UK and Canada have been accused. Even in this case, if you look at the statement of the Ministry of External Affairs, they talk about the indifference of a country like the UK. How is it possible that a bunch of supporters reach India House, pull down the national flag, and there is no police? And see, this can be treated as an isolated incident, but the point is, this shows that there is support, money, muscle, and foreign soil being used to create so much damage in India.
First, they came on Sunday when there's less security. So they planned it well. And the other thing is, it is very sad day for millions of Sikhs who have seen these scenes and feel hurt, embarrassed and humiliated that a few handful of people who have gone against the teaching of Sikh gurus. Sikh Guru created this community specially to fight for India, to defend human rights. They were not established to fight against their own motherland. The motherland belonged to the Gurus, Sikh Gurus. The sacrifice paid by Sikh and their followers, including Sahibzada, are in front of us. For these people now to bring shame to that community which is known for service to humanity, which has been praised by every government of the world for the work, sterling work.
But the role of the UK government, Lord Ranger. If you are tough and you crack down on such people, again, what we are doing right now, nipping it in the bud, so can you. It's very clear that these people harbor, ambitions
of this incident
aggressively capturing.
this incident is going to change everything, because this was attacked not only on India but also on Britain. So they are going to now review their security. They will also review their approach to these separatists, because you see, no one has divided Sikh community more than these separatists, because I do not know where they have this funding or ideology, what they aim to do. They will never get Khalistan, as Kashmiris have never got Kashmir. Look what happened to Pakistan after 1947. They broke away from India. Look how what state they are. If you don't learn from history...
Yes, Lord Ranger, while what you're saying is correct, but I'm sure you also realize that whether it is the Canada, and I'm sure many of our panelists here will agree, or in the UK, there is a constituency of Sikhs. I'm not saying all. I would say a minuscule minority of them. You go to them and ask them which country are they from. You know what they say. And this is the UK and Canada. They say we are from Punjab. They don't say India. And then even after that, they are treated as constituents. Both countries like the UK, Canada have been accused of soft peddling.
But Punjab is not in Russia. Punjab is in India. And Punjab is a part of India. They should know the history. Guru Tegh Bahadur paid supreme sacrifices, not for Punjab, not for the Sikhs. It's for the whole of India. So therefore, they are now bringing shame to a illustrious community, which is respected, known throughout the world for champion human rights.
You think
now
the government must walk the talk in the UK, take action against these people? They wage war against India and possibly even the UK.
The action will now be taken, because, you know, people have learned their lesson. Whenever something happens, we all learn from our mistakes. So the government of Britain is very clear, and they are going to review the security. Even the mayor of London is very upset what has happened in his capital. So things will just, it'll be totally...
You think this is a result of Labour Party politics?
Well, unfortunately, I'm a Conservative Party member, so I do not respect Labour Party's interference in Kashmir, because they go for the vote bank, because there are lots of Pakistanis who support the Labour Party. And, you know, there's a proverb, if a horse becomes friendly with grass, what will it eat? What will it eat? If this politician don't support or pander to the Pakistani voters, so they may lose their favour. So therefore, I don't approve them. I do not want anyone interfering in a secular democratic India where everybody is equal. Equality for everyone is enshrined in the constitution. What people can't do, use religion to devalue their fellow citizens. So therefore, we have been very robust in our attack on Labour Party. Indian people do not interfere in Scotland or Ireland. So they should not interfere in a
sovereign
country.
That is true. But it's your government. And one would expect that there is strong action taken against these people who claim to be separatists, who have these nefarious designs. They're doing it on UK soil.
Well, let me correct you one thing. First of all, why people are allowed to carry weapons in the streets of Punjab? Is there a war zone? No weapon should be allowed to be taken into places of worship. So I think there should be a crackdown in India, where weapons should be limited to only...
We've been asking this question of various governments, and now let's go to Ikram Sandhu. And I'm repeating this, we invited representatives of the Punjab government, they refused to participate in this discussion. We invited representatives of the Bharatiya Janata Party, they've refused to join this conversation. I do not know why, but we leave this to the judgment of the people. Ikram Sandhu, spokesperson of the Congress Party. Do you think politics, for God's sake, must be left out in a situation like this? We have seen that it has pushed Punjab into a very difficult situation in the 80s.
Absolutely, Sanket ji, and that is one thing which we from Punjab always dread, that, you know, some misstep by the central government or by a state government which is not competent enough might push back Punjab again to those dark days of the 80s and 90s through which we all went as a generation and a generation before us. But then, you know, there's one small story I like to tell which will really encapsulate what is happening in Punjab. You know, rustic common sense is always much better and more tuned in than any intelligentsia. And this is what my grandfather told me once. He said, ke ek gaon hota tha, usme ek daroga tha aur ek gunda aa gaya. उस गुंडे ने पहले दिन कोई छोटी सी हरकत की तो सारों ने कहा जी पकड़ लो इसे, दरोगा कहता नहीं नहीं रहे, पीपल सेड मे बी इज अ नाइस गाय, ही डजंट वांट टू टेक एक्शन अगेंस्ट समबडी हू हैज मेड मिस्टेक फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम,
आई नो वेयर दिस स्टोरी इज गोइंग,
वेंट ऑन एंड ऑन एंड ऑन एंड फाइनली दैट गाय इन द एंड बिकेम अ डकाय एंड देन दे कॉट हिम, सो द पीपल सेड के यार व्हाई डिडंट यू टेक एक्शन अगेंस्ट हिम व्हेन ही वाज जस्ट स्टार्टिंग ऑन, सो दैट दरोगा सेड
इन पुलिस इन टर्म्स इज कॉल्ड निपिंग इन द निपिंग इट इन द बड,
छोटे चोर को पकड़ के कुछ नहीं मिलता, आज मैंने गुंडा पकड़ा है डकैत पकड़ा, मुझे मेडल भी मिलेगा और इनाम भी मिलेगा, सो इज दैट व्हाट द आप गवर्नमेंट इन पंजाब और द सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट इन दिल्ली वर लुकिंग फॉर, दैट जस्ट आर्टिफिशियली इन्फ्लेट दिस गाय हु टिल सितंबर नोबडी हैड हर्ड ऑफ एंड टुडे ही इज द टॉक ऑफ नॉट ओनली द कंट्री बट द होल
अब्रॉड,
यू नो इट इज total mismanagement, like they are saying intelligence knew he had links with ISI, he had handlers in UK, he was in cahoot with the drug dealers.
Let me quickly get in Mr. Shashikant, Rajinder Kumar and Mr. Vipin Pabbi one by one, short interventions. Mr. Shashikant, I want to begin with you. The fact that there is a Pakistani angle is also clear because you look at all these people who claim or talk about Khalistan. You see, they never talk about Pakistan. What they want to do is talk about Indian territory. You will see them very conveniently leaving out Pakistan. There are Sikh shrines and interests in Pakistan also, but they will never talk about that.
Yeah, I'll agree to that. In fact, if we talk of Khalistan, non-existent Khalistan, there starts from Lahore. That is the place from where it will start it off. And then I'll make three small little points. One for Mr. Sandhu, who represents in Congress. Rest assured, Khalistan and this kind of situation cannot come back to Punjab. The 80s will not come back again. Rest assured.
Yeah.
Talking about to the Honorable Lord, what happens, in fact, I think whether it's Canada, whether it's US, is the vote politics that goes on in India also, that goes on abroad also. Diaspora is secondly very affluent, they have lots of votes. It's basically all vote politics. Last to Mr. Vipin Pabbi, where he stopped. The thing is that his timing was just appropriate. Deep Sidhu was no more. Waris Panjabdeh was Ali, and he comes in, occupies that. And he's given such a massive build-up that to one reason, like Mr. Pabbi has rightly mentioned.
But my point is, here is where government agencies must step in and find out who was funding. Where is all this money coming from? This is what is required right now. And I think this is the detail on which the government needs to work. But Mr. Kumar and Mr. Pabbi, quick intervention, please. Mr. Kumar, you go first. You think that this is a clear proof of Pakistani hand, that these so-called Khalistanis will never talk about Pakistan. A Pakistani territory. Only
that is
India.
Correct that the Khalistanis don't talk of Pakistan. And in fact, Pakistan, it is when they visit the shrine, Nankana Sahab and Panja Sahab and other places, religious places, there there's all these expatriate persons living in Canada and Punjab. There they are cultivated by Pak ISI and then they are asked to do certain things. They are helped also in there. Problem is that if you see, Mr. Sanket, you may give me a minute, I will tell you. If you will see, have you seen the photos of this Khalistani doing mischief in London or in San Francisco today? You will find that none of them is well educated. They are all people, they are first or second generation persons who have gone illegally there and then somehow managed to get the citizenship there. These people are still having that idea of 60s and 70s of Master Tara Singh, that separate Punjab. It is a big history, a very interesting history of Punjab. So now come the questions. If they have the connections with the ISI, yes, they have the connections with the ISI. See, initially the intelligence bureau, the state central agencies, they pass the information to the state government. In fact, you will see that Mr. Shashikant is here. In decade-long insurgency, two decade-long insurgency militancy in Pakistan, every appropriate action was done by Punjab police. Intelligence agency don't do anything.
Okay. I've unfortunately run out of time, but thank you very much, Mr. Mr. Vipin Pabbi, would you like to make a short intervention here? Because I'm running out of time.
Yes. I would like to point out that it is Pakistan's worst kept secret that it has been interfering into Punjab affairs, and they have been supporting. In fact, some of the Khalistanis are there in Pakistan. They're living there very much. And as your reporter was also mentioning, a lot of drones are being sent these days with all kind of weapons and drugs.
Correct.
So their involvement is very, very clear. And I think Indian government needs to take it up very, very strongly.
I think every sane person right now is going to support this action which is being taken. And India expects, and it is a correct expectation, that internationally, all those countries who claim to be India's friends must make sure that they do not allow their soil to be used by such people.